Now I'm screaming.
rise from the ashes of defeat. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me. The resurrecting King is resurrecting me.
Time by your spirit.
By your spirit I will rise from the ashes of
as his only son was slain. has overcome. Declare it now together.
Most High lifts it up.
Declare it now. Jesus has overcome. Declare it now
together.
Most High lifts it up. Be glorified forever. Jesus has overcome.
Declare it now together.
For the Lamb has overcome. Everlasting love has won. In eternal praise we will lift Him up. For the Lamb has overcome the world.
Hallelujah. Lord, we praise You today. We give You glory. You are worthy to be praised. You have overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Reign on you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Reign.
Cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown in the old rugged cross stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on the old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay. Will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let him speak.
Come here. Thank you. You guys don't know how much I've actually appreciated this song totally. Most of you don't know that my dad's in hospice, about ready to close his eyes and go to the Lord. And this is one of his favorite songs. Mm. And I've always asked for it when I've asked Regina for Easter every year for this song. And she's always given it to me, mm-hmm. And which I really appreciate, but I really appreciate it today. Oh. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us cling to that old rugged cross. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now we're going to take a few minutes here. I think this is an appropriate and precious time, praise God, to just remember the Lord through communion. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm just going to read it first and then we'll go back through it, because I'll let you guys come up and get your communion cups, and then we'll do it in our seats. But it says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And what this means is that we want to be serious when we take communion. Amen? We want to dedicate this time to really remembering the Lord, reverencing him, and to also commit ourselves to live as Christians. Amen? It doesn't mean that we're perfect, but it means that we put it before the Lord, that we're doing all we know to do to love him, to live for him, and to serve him. Amen? So at this time, we're going to play a little background music, I hope, and we're going to let you all come and pick up your communion, and then we'll take it together when we return to our seats. Amen? So come and get it. Praise the Lord. I feel his sweet presence among us. Amen. I feel the anointing and the presence and the comfort of the Lord. And this morning, as we get ready to take communion, I just want to be thankful and just remind us as we read these scriptures that the Lord says that whenever we take communion, let it be a time where we reflect and where we're thankful. And where we remember that he gave his life for us, amen? That he was willing to do something that nobody else was willing to do, nor had the power to do. Boy, this is the greatness of serving Christ, amen? When you think about how the world celebrates other gods and all this other kind of stuff, but none of them can make the declaration that they raised from the dead and that they, by the power of God in heaven, receive the power over death, darkness, hell, and the grave. Amen? So when we take this first step of communion, we're just going to remember that the Lord himself said, when you have given thanks, he break it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And we want to do that this morning in remembrance of all that the Lord went through on that cross to bring salvation to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it says, and after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. And this morning we want to remember the blood that he shed for us. Amen. We want to remember that only his blood was pure enough and perfect enough to bring us salvation, to bring us blessing, and to bring us redemption. Amen. So let's just drink this cup in the honor of the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, as we have taken communion in remembrance of you, Father, on this great day that we celebrate your resurrection, Father, we just give you praise, we give you all glory, we give you thanks, and we just lift you up and we exalt you, and we thank you for all the work you've done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. I want to thank the worship team, amen, for honoring the Lord and blessing us today, amen. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. I do want to tell you that we bought lots of snacks out there for this morning, so make sure if you didn't, and even if you did eat something before service, make sure you grab something after service. Even if you don't eat it and you just take it with you, take it. So you can take it home. Amen. We want that table empty and clear by the time we leave today. Amen. Praise God. And at this time, I think we're going to let the teens go. I think the children may have already started classes, but we're going to let the teens go to their class this morning. And we're going to be thankful for the goodness of God and what he's doing in our young people. Amen. That he's blessing and he's bringing us to a place where we can be thankful of his goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. I am going to lift up Candy today this morning. She can't be with us because she's feeling sick this morning. So we're just going to pray for her. Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Candace Keller before you right now, Lord God. And Father, we just ask you to touch her, God, from head to toe, and to heal her from every bit of sickness, Father God. Lord, I pray, Jesus, that even as we pray right now, you send your word, Father. You loose healing and health into her and just restore her completely. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So this morning, we are definitely celebrating the resurrection of our Lord. Amen. And I want to start right here in the book of John, hallelujah. And I'm going to start in John, verse 24, John 5, verse 24. And it says this, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. I want you to know that we're celebrating this day because Jesus, through his work, gave us the ability to be born again. Amen? And really, in essence, when that says that we pass from death into life, it's not just talking about the eternal life, even though it is talking about eternal life, but it's telling us that before we knew Jesus, we had a limit on us, that we could not reach our full capacity as our full identity as who he created us to be. Remember that in the book of Psalms 139, it says that in his word, my members are written. Amen? So there's something that happens once you're saved that starts feeding your spirit through the word that helps give you your true identity and helps you come into the completion of who God has designed you to be. Amen? And I just want to continue to read here because it's just powerful what the Lord says. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." "For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in thee, which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." Whoa. No human is going to be able to escape the fact that life after death is a reality. We were made in his image, amen? And through Jesus Christ, we have eternal life, amen? And the truth is that while we're on this thing called earth, and while we're living this life, we've got to find Jesus and we got to know him, amen? Because eventually we're going to spend eternity somewhere. That's the power of God and his creation. And what he wants us to do is to be those that unto the resurrection of life, we're going to live in the eternity of his goodness. And I always love this scripture, and I want to remind us this morning what Jesus himself said while he was here on this earth. "I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me." Amen? And we're so thankful that Jesus said this to us, because if Jesus himself could do nothing on this earth without the Father, what does that mean for us? We can't do anything without the Lord's help, amen? We must rely on him. We must invest time in him. We must put our faith towards the Lord so that he can move in our life, because without him we can do nothing. And it reminds me that the scripture says, heaven forbid, basically, that we live this whole life and we pursue, even if we gather up wealth on this earth, even if we accomplish things in the eyes of the world that were great on this earth, the Bible says that heaven forbid we do all that and don't know him, because ultimately if that happens, we've done nothing. So we want to make sure that we're living for the Lord and that we just know his goodness. And this morning, we're just so thankful for the goodness of God. Amen? And I love this time of year because it reminds us that we didn't do anything. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. None of us are good enough. On our own power, we can't do anything. And this is why we're so thankful for the resurrection season, because when it came down to it, God said, "I have to swear by myself." And God said, "I have to send my own son." And God said, "I have to do all the work for you, because you can't do it on your own." Amen. And what's so great about that is that we get the benefit of knowing that because of his goodness, all we have to do is trust him, rest in him, live for him, and we're going to have a blessed time on this earth. And when we get through it, we're going to have eternal life. Amen? So we're going to look at that great day. Last week we talked about how he went to the cross and suffered. And we know that Jesus went through a terrible, terrible time. And that only he could carry the cross. Amen? And then we get to look today and just see the goodness of God and his faithfulness and the power of what happened with Jesus during the resurrection. So we're going to look at Matthew chapter 28. And we're going to begin to read in verse 1. And it says, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! For he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. Wow, what an amazing event. Amen. The earth shaken, hallelujah. And the angel of the Lord there to greet believers. I want you to know something. God is always willing to meet you. Hallelujah. He's always willing to give you an experience. Amen. He's always willing for you to know him, and he wants you to know the absolute truth. Amen. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Wow. This reminds me that the Bible says that the Lord was going to be the first of many brethren. Amen. That Jesus took a step that nobody else could take. Amen. And it's powerful to know that he never let us down. Amen? I think it's a great thing to remember that Jesus kept telling his disciples, hey, I have to go. And I am going to be crucified. But on the third day, I am going to be risen. I am going to raise from the dead. Whoa. I wonder how many of us, if we were there living in that moment, serving Jesus, could we be like John, who went through the whole process, and even though it was scary, he ended up going and he stuck with it all the way till Jesus was crucified? I tell you right now, I would pray that I would be like him, but I got to tell you that I probably would end up being one of those disciples that went, ran, and hid. Whew! I pray not, but I'm just being honest with you. I don't know if I had followed him and would have had the tenaciousness to stay the course. But I thank God that when we look upon the goodness of what Jesus did, we can remember that even those who helped crucify him, even those who were crucifying him, talking mean towards him, slapping him, questioning who he was, even those people that mistreated him, even those people that sold his garments and did all that stuff, he said to the Father in heaven, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Man, Resurrection Sunday reminds me of the time that the Lord had to overlook my youthfulness and had to overlook my ignorance, and his word in heaven was the same for me that said, forgive him, Father, for he knows not what he does. And I want you to know that even when we were without salvation, and even when we didn't know any better, even when we've been frustrated and all those things, I thank the Lord that in his resurrection power, his word to us is, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Amen? And his word towards us is a word of peace. His word towards us is a word of forgiveness. His word towards us is a word of redemption, resurrection, and power. Amen? You seek him, but he is risen. Wow, it's amazing, because sometimes I think we might not remember that the Lord didn't just appear to his disciples here. And he didn't just appear to the Marys and then move on. No, it says that the Lord was on this earth 40 days after his death, making sure that he visited the disciples and making sure that he was still preaching and making sure that he did enough to confirm to people that without a doubt, he was real. He had raised from the dead, and without a doubt, he was the Son of God. Amen? And I thank goodness that the Lord has given us witness in the Bible like no other. I want you to know that I forget the name of the man, but years ago, there's a man that worked for the FBI, and he was an investigator, and he went because he didn't necessarily believe at the time. I want you to know that they've had as many as 100 scientific people that did not believe in the Bible, but they went and studied it and went and did research, and they went to Jerusalem, and they checked, and they checked, and they checked, and they came back and said, we cannot deny that Jesus is real, and he is Lord, and he is Savior. And he had people just getting saved because of his goodness. Amen? And we want to be so thankful that the Bible depicts to us these things so that we can always know and hear the goodness of God. Amen? Uh-oh, I forgot to take up offering. I guess we'll just do that at the end of service. Revive me, amen? Because I didn't give us an opportunity to do that. I just looked at our notes and I seen my offering message there that I skipped over. It must have been because the Lord wanted us to just get to the goodness of what we're talking about. Amen? Woo! I'm going to go here to the book of Ephesians. And I want to read something to you in Ephesians chapter 1. And in verse 19 it says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrote in Christ, whom he raised for him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. I want you to know what's so powerful about the resurrection of Jesus is because it wasn't until he went to the cross and entered into the time of resurrection that he said it is finished. In other words, I want you to know something. If Jesus hadn't completed the work of the cross and then resurrected, if there was no resurrection, guess what? There'd be no salvation. If he hadn't overcome death and proved that he had the power to overtake death, hell, and the grave, amen, we wouldn't be here today with the boldness to be able to say that without fail, no matter what you say to me, I know that when I leave this earth, I'm going to heaven. I know that when I leave this earth, I have eternal life because my Lord and Savior completed the work. Says right here that by the power, his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Amen? The goodness of God. The power of salvation. The greatness of who he is. Coming upon us and fulfilling purpose and fulfilling destiny. Amen? We're going to read here in the book of Philippians chapter 3. And it says in verse 8, Philippians 3, 8, it says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. I want you to know something, that I pray today that everything you have, and I pray that you have a lot, amen, but I pray today that everything you have and nothing you have, that you don't count it as important as the blood of Jesus. You don't count it to equal anything close to the resurrection and the goodness of God that has redeemed you. Amen? It says, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made comfortable, conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. I want to remind you this morning that the Bible says that we should know no man except for after the resurrection. I don't want to remember who you were before the Lord. I want to know you as who you are in him. Because it's only in him do you have your full potential. It's only in him can you achieve the greatness that you were meant to achieve. It's only in him that you can discover your identity. It says that we shouldn't know Jesus except for after the resurrection. Amen? Whew! We knew him as the Lamb of God. Amen? Suffering for us and going through what he did. But now we got to remember him as the Lion of Judah. Amen? Woo! The resurrected Savior. Woo-hoo-hoo. The powerful one. Amen? The one that can overcome death, hell, and the grave. Amen? The one who took captivity captive. Praise Jesus. It says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, and that means complete, that means saved, that means made whole by the blood, made whole through the resurrection and the redemption of Jesus, be thus minded, and if anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. You know, we have to, in order to pursue Jesus, we have to forget the past. We have to let go of yesterday. Jesus paid a price for you to let go of yesterday. I thank God that once he was resurrected, he was finished with the cross. Amen? Once he was resurrected, he sat down at the right hand of our Father in heaven. Amen? In the fullness of his authority, in the fullness of the glory of who he is as our Lord and Savior. And I'm telling you today that the Lord wants you to make sure that you forget those things that are behind, and that you press towards him to apprehend that which is apprehending you. Amen? The Lord coming your way. It's powerful to know today that everything the Lord did on the cross was to express his love towards us and to make a way for us. I want you to know something, that no matter how many times this world has rejected you, hurt you, people may have hurt you, the devil may have attacked you, and you might have suffered disappointment, and you might have suffered discouragement, but I want to remind you today that your Father in heaven laid down the life of his Son to show you how much love he has for you, how much redemption he has for you, how much healing he has for you, how much restoration he has for you, and how much overcoming power is in the Father for your life. Praise the Lord. The power of the resurrection made the life of Christ acceptable unto God on our behalf. Doing away with all sin. Woo! Cutting off everything that would not represent the goodness of God for us. Making a way for us when there really was no way. You know, I think about that scripture, and when I think about it, I think about the fact that the biggest way the Lord made a way for us is through his resurrection. Because without it, we'd have no hope. Without it, we were facing death, darkness, judgment, and paying the price for our sins. None of which we had the power to overcome or pay for. It took the goodness of Jesus and his work to make sure that we were able to overcome. Amen? In Galatians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." He paid a price to deliver us. Amen. And to make sure that we could walk in this thing called life forever and ever, and that we could finish our course in this thing called life and make sure that he made a way for us. Praise the Lord. First Peter 1, verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy had begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." Your faith is enough. Because of his work, amen. Because of what he did by going to the cross, suffering, and being resurrected, your faith in him is enough. He covers us. He protects us. He provides for us. Amen? He makes a way for us. And the Lord will keep you. There's a scripture that says that the Lord will keep us from falling. Amen? The Lord will keep us. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to the book of Romans, and we're going to look at several scriptures here in the book of Romans. In Romans chapter 4, verse 23, it says, "Now it's not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification." The Bible says that when he calls us, he calls us, he justifies us, and he glorifies us. That means that not only does he cleanse us from with his blood, but he regenerates us. Amen? And it says that he gives us new life. We become a new creature. And what does it mean for him to glorify us? It means that really we're dressed up in who he is. His presence, His Spirit rests upon us and in us, and it brings such a change to us that if we could see ourselves in the spirit realm, there'd be a glow round about us. Amen? Boy, I tell you that I thank goodness that I've never worshipped Satan. But I tell you, I have read some stories where people that were Satan worshipers, warlocks and witches, they will tell you stories of the fact that they'd go around casting spells on people, but they knew not to try to cast a spell on a Christian. They said they wouldn't do that because they were terrified, because if you tried to cast a spell on a true Christian that was filled with the presence of God, it would come back on you. They also said that there was sightings with that these devil worshipers would say that they would be walking and all of a sudden they could tell a Christian because they'd see a light and they'd see a flame on them. And they'd even cross the street to make sure that they didn't come across our path. Pastor Regina was telling me a story here recently about a man that used to be a Satan worshiper, and he said that what changed him was he came out and he was just walking, and all of a sudden he saw a group of young people. And he said that he was going to go over there to see what was going on, and this group of young people were singing, and he said that as he approached and got close to them, there's flames of fire around them. And he said, I had been a Satan worshiper for a long time. He said, and when I saw that fire, I thought, what in the world? Where did all this power come from? See, I think we forget sometimes that because of the resurrection of our Lord, there's a power that surrounds us. There's a protection that is on our life. The Lord has strengthened us that we can endure anything in this world. Amen? It says that the Lord will never allow anything to come upon you that you can't get through. Amen? And we need to remember that no matter how difficult it gets in this life, God is there. He never leaves us or forsakes us. And I want to remind you this morning that before Jesus was resurrected, they were around him and he said, don't you know that I could call legions of angels right now? I could finish this thing. I could be done with this thing and call legions of angels, but I will not do it because I'm not going to do anything my way. I'm going to do it God's way. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want us to be people of faith that make that same commitment to the Lord, that we're not going to do life our way. We're going to do life the Lord's way. And I want to remind us this morning that Jesus was under that pressure of the cup. He was under the pressure of the cross. And I don't want you to think for any minute that Jesus was surprised by what the cross meant. Using the cross for crucifixion back in those days was the worst death that could happen to a person. So he understood what he was going to go through, at least in the natural, amen? And I tell you what, he went to his Father, and remember that Jesus went three times and said, Father, if you can, remove this cup. But again, not my will, your will be done. What a love. What a profound love that the Father and the Lord himself came together and said, whatever it takes between us to redeem humanity, to bring them out, to love them, to protect them, and to keep them, we're joining together to do. Even though it's not easy, even though it's not comfortable, even though it's going to take a lot and great sacrifice, I don't want you to think that this was easy for God himself. You know, the Bible says that God commanded his love towards us. Commanded. When you command something, that's not easy going, people. That's a determined effort. Jesus was slain from the foundation. That means that God gave a determined effort and a decision that no matter what we did, He was going to partner with us and He was going to love us. That's amazing, isn't it? Ooh. It says right here in Romans chapter 5, verse 6. It says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." See, again, this is a reference to John 5, 24, when it says that we pass from death into life. Here, it says that when we were without strength, before we were saved, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. I want to remind you that without the resurrection of the Lord, you still wouldn't have strength today. But because of His resurrection, you have a strength that's even beyond yourself. Remember, we don't do this life by ourselves. It says that we do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Amen? And it says right here, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commanded His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." Wow. Thank the Lord for His goodness this morning. Amen. While we're still here in Romans, I'm just going to go over to Romans chapter 6, praise God, and read what it says here in verse 4. "Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that He died unto sin once, but in that He liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Whoo! The power of the resurrection. Because of what Jesus did for each one of us, thank God we have moved now from a place of death into a place of life. Amen? I want you to know something, that I thank God that the Word says that if I'm absent from this body, I'm present with the Lord. We celebrate this day today because by the power of God, through the resurrection of Jesus, He has set us in a place where we no longer have to be afraid of death. We have an absolute surety that there's life after death, and we have an absolute surety that through what He did, we get to celebrate it. We get to rejoice in it. If we have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior through His cleansing blood and through His work, we can thank God and be at absolute peace that by the power of the resurrection, we are saved and we have eternal life. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to look in the book of Colossians, chapter 2. I want to read to you some things here that it says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. I want you to know that there is a circumcision in the natural, amen? And this is certainly not what we're talking about here. We're talking about in the supernatural realm, in the spirit. There's a circumcision that we received through Jesus, amen? Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. I want you to know that by the resurrection, we know that God himself made an open show of the inability of the devil, who'd been given power wrongfully to rule over us, amen, as the prince of this world. But once the redemption of Jesus came through the resurrection, we have no more doubt that God has power over all, and that God certainly has power over the devil, over darkness, and over anything he could do against us. And the Lord has delivered us, and he's great and wonderful in all that he does. I'm just going to read something right here in 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 10, and it says, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Through the resurrection, the Lord has made sure that no judgment and no wrath will touch our life. You know, the Bible says that before it's all over, every knee shall bow, amen? And every tongue, whether they want to or not, will confess that Jesus is Lord, amen? And they're going to know the power of who he is. And that's why I thank God that we learn it now, amen? And that we have received Jesus as Lord and Savior. And I just want to go here to Romans chapter 10. And I believe that this is a very well-known scripture, but I just want to read it today to you. In Romans chapter 10, verse 8, it says, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. In other words, all of humanity is the same. We all have the same type of blood. We all have the same type of bodies, amen. We all use the bathroom the same way. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Doesn't matter what nationality you are, what color you are. Praise God. You function the same way. Amen. And the goodness about that is that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's powerful today to remember that Jesus did the work on the cross for each one of us. It's powerful today to remember that no matter what, no matter where we are, no matter who we are, without fail, the resurrection made a way for us. You know, I said this before, but I'm going to say it again. Praise God. That there are many different gods celebrated on the earth. But there's only one true God. And he is verified because no other. I don't even know all these people that they follow, praise God. But I do know this. No other raised from the dead. Hallelujah. I want you to know that everybody else that's been tried to be raised up as a God, as a man on this earth, we can find skeletal remains for each of them. Amen? But only Jesus Christ is the one who came out of the grave, was seen, was touched, was heard of, was witnessed of, and was celebrated in the flesh after he raised. Only Jesus came out of the grave. I think it's so powerful too, because even the people that touched him begin to have fear right after it was over. And I tell you what, they came together and said, man, we better guard this tomb, because we know that he said within 3 days he was going to raise again. Now we're going to believe that we want to make sure that over these next 3 days we protect the tomb so that none of his disciples can come and take his body and say that he was raised. Best thing they could have ever done. I'm glad that they put soldiers around the tomb. I'm glad that they were there, because the Bible said, remember that we read this in Matthew 28, 1 through 10, that even when they were there and Mary came, it says that those who were guarding the tomb began to shake and were so afraid that they were as dead men. It means they fell as though they were dead men. Because the angel was there to give witness to the fact that he was removing the tomb at that time so that they could verify that Jesus was not in the grave. While the power of the blood and the power of his goodness and the power of the resurrection. Praise God. May we go today and just remember his goodness. I want you to go in peace, but I want you to go in confidence, and I want you to go in strength, knowing that you have made the right decision. I think it's amazing, because I'm sure I could try to pick a fight with each one of you and tell you that your salvation isn't real, but you already know. Woo-hoo-hoo! There's something that has happened when we have gotten saved that no matter what people try to tell us, they could not convince me otherwise, because I know in my hearts of hearts that Phil Walker has been changed, and I'm not the same. And I want you to know something today, that the reality of the resurrection is for you. God did it the way he did because there was no other way it could be done. And God did it the way he did so that you would know one-on-one that he did it for you. I thank God that over the years, thousands and thousands and thousands have been saved. Amen. And I thank God that that's going to continue until the day the Lord comes back. But I'm also thankful that I believe this in my heart of hearts, that if you or I was the only one that was going to be saved through what Jesus did, he still would have come for us. And I want you to know this morning that you are important enough to know that Jesus Christ came for you. That you have been designed. You are the only one who could be you. You know, there's well over 7 billion people on the earth today. And isn't it amazing that out of 7 billion people, even twins, even triplets, that even though there's 7 billion different people on the face of this earth, each one of us has such a unique DNA that it's never been duplicated and it never will be duplicated. That's how identified you are to God. That's how special you are to Him. Your set of fingerprints, my heart, your heart, is an individual place that has its own right and its own ability to reach towards the Lord, believe in Him, confess Him, and be saved. That's amazing to me. These hands, never duplicated. All of the hands in this room, if we raised all of our hands right now, the Lord sees you as an individual. And He paid a price to be your Lord and to be your Savior. Rest in it, trust in it, and flourish in it. Amen? Because He counted you worthy. And He counted you precious. And He counted you valuable. And He had this day in mind when He went to the cross for you. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift You up and we exalt You this Resurrection Sunday. This day that, Father, we give You all the glory and we give You all the praise and we give You all the thanks for the work that Jesus did in bringing salvation to us by Your hand, Father God. And Lord, we just thank You that He is the resurrected Savior. That because of Him, we can be resurrected. Because of Him, we get renewment of life. Because of Him, we will one day enjoy eternity in Your presence, God. And Father, we thank You for it. And we give You the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Do you have a couple prayer requests? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, why? Huh? Oh, okay. Praise God. Thank you guys for reminding me. Amen. Woo! I want you to know that the Bible says that when we give, we ought to purpose in our heart. We should purpose in our heart and remember the goodness of God. Amen. When you give, it ought to be a faith step. It ought to be a step of your worship. It ought to be something that you're doing, not just because we're a church and not just because we give you the opportunity to. It should be something that you do by faith because you believe in God and His ability to touch your life. Amen? And it ought to be something that we purpose in our heart to do, that we have learned by faith that it's worthy to give our tithes and offerings to the Lord. And so I'm just going to pray. And I'm just going to ask you to come forth in confidence this morning and just be thankful to the Lord on this Resurrection Sunday. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You for Your goodness, God. And we thank You for this day. And Father, we pray blessing over this offering, Father, that as people give and purpose in their heart to give, Father, that You're touching what they give towards You, Lord. And You're coming into their life and You're meeting needs and You're bringing them into places, Father, where they'll have to give to those works that You touch their heart to give to, Father. And Lord, we just thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Bring your offering to the front, and then we'll do some prayer requests. Hallelujah. Well, we're just going to take a few minutes this morning, and right here in the house, I want you to just kind of bow your heads for a minute, and we're going to invite people online, too, that if you're sitting there watching us online, and you want to just give your heart to the Lord today. Maybe you've backed away from your relationship with God, or you've never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you want to make that commitment today. And you want to know that the Lord who went to the cross and was resurrected to save all of us from going to hell and to save all of us from an eternity without God and to give us eternal life. If that's you today and you just want to be sure that you're saved, I want you to just raise your hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Well, if you would, in case somebody's watching us on live stream that is giving their heart to the Lord, I want you to just say this prayer with me this morning as a congregation. And you out there on live stream, if you're giving your heart to the Lord today, I want you to just say this simple prayer. Say, Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you today. I believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That he went to the cross, that he died and was resurrected so that he could save me. I receive him as Lord and Savior. And I thank you that from this day forward, that I'll live for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're watching by live stream and you prayed that for the first time today, I want you to reach out. Hallelujah. Reach out to us here at Only Believe. And just let us know that you gave your heart to the Lord. And we'll be praying for you and we'll be thankful for you coming into the kingdom of God. Amen. Now we're going to do a couple prayer requests. Hallelujah. We have a prayer request for Abby. And we're going to pray for her because she and her son to come, hallelujah, just needs prayer over her pregnancy, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Abby before you, God, and we thank you, Father, that you keep her during this pregnancy, Father. Lord, that you protect her and her son, and Father, that he comes to full term, Father God, that he meets that date, God, that he's going to come into this world and be blessed and be your child, Father. And Lord, we just pray blessing and strength over them, and we pray your grace over them, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Lord, right now, we pray for Mimi's son, Lord, that as he goes through surgery at OSU, that, Father, you'll touch this whole procedure, God, that your hand would be upon those who are touching him, Father God, and Lord, that you just cause him to come through this surgery miraculously, Father. And Lord, as they are believing, we believe that in 3 days of this process that he will receive a miracle and be recovered, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord one more round of praise. Woo! Praise God. I want to thank you again for being here with us on this Easter morning. Amen. And I want you to go and be blessed and have a good day. I hope that you're eating well today. Praise God. And that you're just blessed and you have a good time. And remember, please stop out there and take snacks with you. Even if you're not going to eat them here, take them on the road with you. Praise God. Let's empty that table out there before we go home. God bless you. I'll be here to pray with anybody that needs prayer.